WKMAN in Focus, and a busy, busy show here. We're going to wrap things up talking with the T. Russell Wright's Animal Shelter. I have on the phone volunteer coordinator Hannah Shoemaker standing by. Hannah, good morning.
Good morning.
It's been quite a week for everybody here, and you guys were one of the last ones, I guess, to close your doors. Tell us about how the closure is impacting the animal shelter.
Yeah, so everyone is definitely going through a lot of changes right now and trying to figure out how to make things work and how to keep everybody safe and healthy. So we, of course, have been doing the same thing. We are currently closed for our regular business hours, but we do still have animals coming into the shelter, so we kind of have to figure out how to mitigate that. So at the moment, we are doing by appointment adoptions and reclaims. We really want to be able to manage our population while we're closed, so we're pretty careful about how we're operating right now.
So yeah, that makes a kind of a challenge. If you have an animal that you need to bring in, I guess what's the step here that they need to take?
Yeah, so if you do have an animal you need to bring into the shelter, you just give us a phone call and we will schedule an appointment for you to come in. We're making sure that we don't overlap appointments, so we may have one person coming in at a time, and then we'll go ahead and get that taken care of. And we're doing the same thing for reclaims. So if you're missing your pet, we are posting those online, so you can kind of see what animals are coming in while we're closed, and then we'll reclaim them the same way by appointment.
All right. And as far as adoptions are concerned, you can still manage that as well. Is that all by appointment then?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And you can see all of our available animals online. We're keeping up with that as much as we are able to as well. And so all our animals are posted online. You can actually go ahead and fill out an application online, which makes it really easy to do. And then we can kind of take care of getting all of that approved, checking with landlords, everything like that, prior to coming in to actually adopt the animal.
All right. Well, it's different, I guess, maybe for animals. Have they had to adapt to this new kind of normal that we're dealing with?
Yeah. So our staff's going to be here taking care of the animals no matter what. So as far as our regular day-to-day operations go, it's not a lot different for them. I would say the main difference is they're just not getting as much face-to-face interaction with visitors that come through and get them out to play with them. And so we're working on getting them out a little more often, playing with them a little more, and trying to make sure they're still getting exercise and fun playtime.
Well, you know, a lot of folks are looking for any sort of activity socially that they can do right now with being stuck home, some people not working. Volunteers, do you still need volunteers at the animal shelter?
We currently are not taking volunteers until some of this kind of passes. We're just trying to make sure that everybody stays healthy, and we have to take some extra precautions to make sure our staff stay healthy as well, because we do have to be here taking care of the animals. So at the moment, we're not taking volunteers, but you can still apply. We can still get that process started. And then once people are kind of able to get started on activities again, we'll definitely kick that back off.
Well, maybe something good that could come out of all this is that maybe we get some more adoptions here. Because people want that social interaction, you know.
Yeah, that's right. It is a great time to adopt if you're looking, because a lot of people are going to be home a little more than they normally are. So they can help have their new animal settle into the house, start working on getting them acclimated, getting the whole family into a routine with the animal. So it is a really good time to bring home a new pet if you're looking.
All right. And tell us how many dogs, cats, other animals do you have currently at the shelter?
We currently have 17 cats available for adoption. We have 15 dogs looking for new homes. And then we also have one rat and one mouse that are ready to go home.
don't think I want any of those, but I love the dogs and cats, though. But I know it was last month we had Smoke on, I think.
Yeah, Smoke. Yeah, he's great.
He's still at the shelter?
He still is at the shelter. Oh. He's still waiting for the right family to come find him.
Oh, doggone it. Hopefully somebody... Yeah. He was one of my favorites that we've had on here. And boy, if you get a chance, is there any photos of him online on your shelter page?
Oh, yes. So on our Pet Finder page, we do have pictures and descriptions of all of our animals. We're working on keeping our descriptions kind of updated, but... you can find all of those on our Pet Finder page. And then we're featuring specific animals on our Facebook page, our Instagram, and our Twitter account.
All right. Well, we were real disappointed that we couldn't do this face to face here today. But you know, obviously, we're doing this enormous amount of precaution, as everyone is just not doing a lot of face to face contact. But we sure miss having an animal here at the studio today.
Yeah, it's a little different than normal.
Yeah, that certainly is. Well, as far as donations, are you guys still in need of donations? Maybe people can help that way right now.
Oh. Yeah, absolutely. We're always taking donations. Our door is locked right now to just make sure that people aren't coming into the facility unless they have an appointment. But you can either call to set up an appointment with us, or you can just leave donations outside of our front door, and we'll come out and get them.
All right. Sounds good. So, again, T. Russell Wright's Animal Shelter, they're not open for regular business as far as the regular hours, but you can call for an appointment. You can make an appointment to adopt. That continues, and if you need to surrender an animal as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Well, we sure hope things change here soon, Hannah, and hopefully we'll see an increase in adoptions here over the next few weeks and get some of these animals in some forever homes.
Yeah, we hope so. Thank you for talking with us.
All right, we appreciate it, and look forward to hopefully next month we'll get you back in studio.
Yeah, we hope so, too.
All right. Hannah Shoemaker, again, volunteer coordinator at the T. Russell Wright's Animal Shelter, our guest here. And we want to say thank you to all of our guests here. We've had a busy week on K-Man doing all these by telephone. And we want to say thanks to our earlier guests, of course, Gary Fike, John Jobe, Megan Doherty from the K-State Riley County Extension. Some great advice there for folks. I want to say thanks to Jamie Ramsey from the Riley County Senior Service Center, and of course, Julie Gibbs and Bob Koppel from the Riley County Health Department and Ascension Via Christi Hospital. We will continue to do as many updates as needed with the health department and with the hospital through this ongoing pandemic. Coming up on Monday, we'll have Christy Ingalls and Daryl Strouts ahead of the blood drive here in Manhattan. Dr. Stephen Higgs from the BRI and Sunset Zoo. Melissa Kirkwood will join us all by telephone.